may use jurors to deny charges. The Atlanta Constitution, Friday the 3rd of October 1913, page 5, column 1. Dorsey expected to produce affidavits denying jurors' alleged bias against Frank. Postponement seen. The hearing of the motion for a new trial made by attorneys for Leo M. Frank, convicted slayer of Mary Fagan, which is scheduled to come up Saturday, will likely be postponed 2 weeks. The delay will probably come following a request of solicitor Hugh M. Dorsey, who, although struggling through the defense's brief as rapidly as possible, will not be ready to proceed at that time, as he is now in the midst of digesting and answering the 115 objections made by the convicted man's lawyers. "It will take me from now, until the first of next week," said Mr. Dorsey Thursday, "to get through with my end of this petition. There are 9 volumes of evidence to digest and answer. It is a superhuman task to have this mass of evidence in any shape to make a court appearance Saturday, at least. May be heard October 18th. From authentic sources, it was learned that the possible date for the hearing of the motion will be October 18th. Judge L.S. Roan may not take a seat in the Court of Appeals until he hears the Frank retrial motion, and Thursday he indicated that he would not be ready to take his new place for at least some days, as he expressed it. Conjecture was rife Thursday around the courthouse as to just what sort of replies Dorsey would make to the defense objections which centered in the plea that the mob spirit controlled the Frank trial. It was suggested at the courthouse that Dorsey might bring affidavits from all of the Frank jurors denying that they were swayed in any manner by public sentiment. Juror Joe Henning, indignant. Already the replies of the Frank jurors charged with bias in affidavits presented by the defense attorneys are coming to light. Marcus Joe Henning, of 161 Jones Avenue, declared Thursday that the charge in his case was absolutely flimsy, more flimsy than the paper one which it is written, he said. "I swerved on that jury because I did not want to lie out of so doing," he added. "And now, to accuse me of falsehood to secure a month's service is rank injustice. I lost money through the neglect of my business, and I had nothing to gain. If there are any persons who have made affidavits that we have done Frank an injustice, they have lied." Supreme Court of GA. Judgments affirmed. Kelly et al. V. Whitley et al. From Douglas Superior Court, Judge Bell presiding, Anderson Felder, Roundtree and Wilson, W.T. Roberts, J.R. Hutchison for plaintiffs in error, J.S. James, Scott and Davis, contra, Jefferson Fire Insurance Company v. Bracken, from Decatur, Judge Frank Park, Smith, Hammond and Smith for plaintiff in error, T.S. Hawes, contra, Wallace v. City of Atlanta, from Fulton, Judge Pendleton, J.D. Kilpatrick for plaintiff in error, J.L. Mason, W.D. Ellis, Jr., contra, Craven v. Martin from Habersham, Judge Jones, McMillian and Erkin for plaintiff in error, J.C. Edwards, contra, judgments reversed. Banks v. Bradwell, administrator from Fulton, Judge Pendleton, C.W. Smith, M.A. Hale, R.R. Blackburn for plaintiff in error, Rosser and Brandon, Stiles Hopkins, L.Z. Rosser, Jr., contra. Atlanta and Carolina Railway Company v. Carolina Portland Cement Company et al. From Fulton, Judge Ellis. Simmons and Simmons for plaintiff in error. Robert C. and Philip H. Alston, Evans and Spence, Slatton and Phillips E.V. Carter contra. Strickland et al. V. Lowry National Bank, from Bartow, Judge Fite, Finley and Henson, J.P. Brook, George F. Gober for plaintiffs in error, John T. Norris, J.H. Porter, contra Louisville and Nashville Railroad Company v. Henderson et al., from Bartow, Judge Fite, D.W. Blair, Ty Peoples and Jordan Neal and Neal for plaintiff in error, George H. Aubrey, John T. Norris, contra Louisville and Nashville Railroad Company v. Kemp, from Gordon, Judge Fite, Ty, Peoples and Jordan, D.W. Blair on Star for plaintiff in error, George F. Gober, contra, Coffee v. Cobb from Murray, Judge Fite, Maddox, McCammy and Shoemate, R.N. Steed for plaintiff in error, C.N. King, Weeman, W.C. Martin, contra,